Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Warriors. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and grit. Now, we're all about building resilience and discipline around here, right? But let's be real for a second. Sometimes the path to strength isn't just about hammering away at our weaknesses. It's also about recognizing and celebrating those unique strengths that make us, well, US. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to squeeze into a mold that just doesn't quite fit? We all have those days, but what if I told you there's power in embracing both the light and the shadow within yourself? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of strengths and weaknesses. Because here's the deal. Pretending they don't exist isn't going to make them disappear. You know that feeling when you try to force yourself to be good at something you just aren't wired for? Frustrating, right? It's like trying to juggle chainsaws. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you transform this whole strengths and weaknesses thing into a superpower. Number 1. Acknowledge them. I mean really see them. We all have areas where we naturally excel, maybe it's creativity, problem solving, empathy, or even the ability to rock an epic dance move. And yeah, there are those things that challenge us, the skills we need to work on, the habits we want to break. Accepting both sides is crucial, like acknowledging that your amazing artistic talent might come with a touch of procrastination, we've all been there. Number 2. Focus on your strengths. You wouldn't waste time trying to rewire a light bulb into a toaster oven, right? Same goes for your talents. Identify what you're naturally good at and double down on it. Nurture those skills, explore them further, and let them shine. Think of it as investing in your own unique brand of awesomeness. Number 3. View weaknesses as opportunities. This is where things get really interesting. Those areas that feel like roadblocks can actually be powerful catalysts for growth. Instead of letting them hold you back, see them as challenges to conquer, stepping stones on your journey. It's about reframing the narrative from I'm bad at this to this is an area where I can learn and improve. Number 4. Seek support when needed. You know that saying, it takes a village? Totally true. We all need help sometimes, especially when tackling those tricky weaknesses. Surround yourself with supportive people, friends, mentors, coaches who can offer encouragement, guidance, and maybe even a few helpful tips along the way. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. Be kind to yourself, warrior. Remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, stumbles, and moments of self-doubt. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge those feelings, learn from them, and keep moving forward with grace and resilience. Now, let me share a quick real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're trying to learn a new language, maybe Spanish, French, or even Klingon. You're excited about the challenge, but there are times when those pesky grammar rules trip you up, and conversations feel like an epic tongue-twister battle. Ever been there? Instead of getting discouraged, focus on your strengths. Maybe you're a natural storyteller, and you can weave captivating tales even with limited vocabulary. Or perhaps you have a knack for picking up rhythms and melodies, which helps you remember new words through songs and rhymes. See how your unique talents can be applied to this seemingly daunting task. Remember, embracing your strengths and weaknesses is a journey, not a destination. It's about continuous learning, growth, and becoming the best version of yourself, flaws and all. Today's episode was all about recognizing those superpowers within you, both the dazzling strengths and the challenging weaknesses. By acknowledging them, focusing on what makes you shine, viewing challenges as opportunities for growth, seeking support when needed, and practicing self-compassion, you can transform this whole strengths and weaknesses thing into a true asset. Remember, warriors, it's not about being perfect, it's about embracing the beautiful complexity that makes you uniquely you. So, what's one strength you're going to celebrate today? And what's one weakness you're ready to turn into a learning opportunity? Share your thoughts with me on social media, I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.